Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, bear spray. The extremely mild winter means bears have been out and about earlier than usual this year. So far, there's already been 2 bear attacks in southeast Alaska, and summer is just getting started. KCAW's Brielle Schaefer decided this was the perfect time to try her hand at bear spray.
I'm at the Tony Rebar Memorial Shooting Range in Sitka.
Range is hot.
The U.S. Forest Service is training its seasonal employees to use guns and pepper spray as bear protection.
Bear.
Jackie Foss is a soil scientist for the Forest Service in Sitka. She's giving me a lesson in how to use pepper spray against a charging bear.
And we pull it out, we pop the top off with our hand supporting the base, and then out for spray, and then...
Several paper targets with pictures of brown bears are propped up with PVC pipes and placed throughout the range. One target is rigged to a pulley to make it move.
Bear! Fun, huh?
She recommends moving to the side while still spraying forward to get out of the way.
Bears have a lot of inertia, and so when something gets hit in the face with pepper spray, it's going to disable them possibly, and you don't want to be in front of essentially a freight train.
Biologists have found that pepper spray has a better success rate than firearms. According to a study in the Journal of Wildlife Management, a person's chance of getting seriously injured from a charging grizzly doubles when bullets are shot, compared to when bear spray is deployed. Bear pepper spray is way more potent than mace. And that's why we're practicing with inert cans of compressed air.
They're not cheap. They're like probably $15, but it's worth it if you're going to carry it to at least see how far it actually goes, because this says 40 feet, but they are really effective maybe at 25.
Foss stresses that bear spray is not a repellent like bug dope. It doesn't make the bear stay away.
It distracts the bear enough to stop any negative behavior so that you can leave.
She says once it's out of the can, it's not really a deterrent anymore. It can actually be an attractant. So it's best to get out of there and let others on the trail know. Getting a direct spray on the bear is also important. I talked to Alaska Wildlife Trooper Kyle Ferguson. As part of law enforcement training, he had to get pepper sprayed.
There's a difference, I can say, having been sprayed myself, having the full-on blast effect at close range versus a residual mist effect.
He says the first 15 to 20 minutes after he got sprayed were terrifically uncomfortable. His whole face burned and he was involuntarily flowing snot and tears. But another officer wiped it away and was okay. He was more bothered by the liquid in his eyes. The point, Ferguson says, is that the spray can have varying effects on different people and bears. They have a higher pain tolerance, too. He recommends getting 2 cans of bear spray and using one as a tester to see how it feels to be around that concentrated amount of pepper. Practice, in this sense, really makes perfect.
Well, the thing about bear spray is a lot of people, in my experience, carry it. Just carrying it, thinking, well, here's how you take the safety tab off, and this will be great if I ever need it. Well, if you applied that same logic to a gun, you'd say that person's crazy. Like, if I just carried a rifle that I'd never shot before, never practiced with, I'm probably not going to prevail in an encounter where I need the gun.
Now it's my turn to give it a shot. I get coached by Joe Serio, a biological technician with the Forest Service.
Okay, so at this point, the bear's at a decent distance. You only have so much pepper spray, so you're really going to want to try and use the pepper spray to the best opportunity as you can. Awesome.
He's had to use bear spray out in the field before, and it worked. A few years ago, he was working at a sockeye weir on Redout Lake, south of Sitka.
We nicknamed this particular bear Sly. We'd been seeing it for a few years, and we called her Sly because she was real sneaky. And one day, we had our heads down, weren't paying attention, and she showed up behind the weir and was just right there. And so we decided to try deploying the pepper spray, and it definitely turned her away, and she ended up moving away from us.
He says the bear spray kept them safe and saved the bear's life. While pepper spray is an effective tool against aggressive bears, Ferguson says people should still be aware. If you come across a bear on a trail, make your presence known. Wave your arms, make noise. Never run from a bear, but slowly try to back out of the area. And a little bear spray practice wouldn't hurt either. For AK, I'm Brielle Schaefer.
I think I probably jumped the gun on taking the safety off.